This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans and Democrats are still at an impasse over President Trump's impeachment trial as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to hold out on delivering the articles of impeachment to the Senate. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want new testimony. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer does, leaving open the possibility of a protracted delay. President Trump complained about the holdup Saturday.
It's so unfair. It's so unfair. She has no case.
But Schumer says they have even more evidence.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that re-requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush.
That email from senior White House budget official Michael Duffy, who Schumer wants to testify. Julie Walker, New York.
Afghanistan's incumbent President Ashraf Ghani has apparently won a second five-year term. After a long delay, the preliminary results of the September vote were announced on Sunday. Ghani secured around 51% of the more than 1.8 million total votes. His main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, received nearly 40% of the vote. Election authorities were originally due to release the preliminary results on October 19th, but the announcement was repeatedly delayed because of technical issues and allegations of fraud. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb that targeted military commanders in the central Somali town of Galkayo, killing at least 8 people and wounding 55 others Saturday evening. Some of the injured are also in serious condition. It's the second major attack by Al-Shabaab this month in Somalia. An attack on a Mogadishu hotel on December 10th killed 5 people. This is VOA News.